Today's daf in Yerushalmi Yomit brought to me in Chomot Yerushalayim is Berachot Daf Tet Zayin, and we're holding at the Mishnah Halacha Dalet on Tet Vav Amud Beit at the bottom. So we're up to the way in which one has to read Kriyat Shema and pronounce Kriyat Shema and so on. So says the Hevra Mishnah, somebody who reads Kriyat Shema, however he reads it in such a whisper that he can't hear what he's saying, he's Yotze. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo yatsa. On the other hand, we'll see from the Gemara, that is not Yotze. Even according to the Tanakhama, the simple meaning seems to be that no means b'diavad is Yotze. However, in the Bavli, that becomes a little bit of a question. How about if you read it and you're not careful about how you're pronouncing? We're going to see later on, the Gemara will expand on that. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatsa and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yatsa. So, of course, everybody's Mara Lechatchila, you have to be medakta. Hakorei Lemafreya. If you read a pasuk that belongs later, earlier, then Lo Yatsa. So obviously it's not referring to if you actually read a pasuk backwards, which is the simple meaning of mafreya, nobody even entertains that notion. The question is, what about if you change the order of the parshiyot? There, actually, we paskin that you are Yotzei, because remember, as we saw earlier, anyway, the parshiyot are not in order of the way in which they appear in the Torah. Karavita, how about if you were reading, you left out something? And you want to utilize the first part of what you did, Yachzor l'makom shita'a, you can go back to where you think that you got confused and you left something out, and read from there forward. You can't add it later on, because then, of course, it would be going to mafriya. So now the question is, what exactly is the halacha about this? So Rav Amar halacha, Kidivrei Shneihem Lahakel. In both cases, the Mishnah, we pask in Lahakel, so we pask like the Tanakama, Karava lo Yishmiel Azno Yatsa, and we pask in like Rabbi Yosef, Karava lo Diteku Pot Yotera Yatsa. Says the Gemara, and if not, Delochen. Delochen means, and Delochen, if not that way. In other words, if Rav hadn't taught us Halakha Kidivrei Shneihem Lahakel, what would you have thought? Makin Amari, would we have not known that the stama of Rabbi Yossi, that when you have a machlokas, which is the machlokas between the stam mishnah, which is the, that is to say, not stam mishnah in the sense of only a stam mishnah, but a mishnah as a machlokas, one dot is brought min hastam, without our knowing who it is, between Rabbi Yossi, do we not know that the halacha is a kistama, and that's the equivalent of a machlokas between a rabbi and a yochid, not to be confused with the normal din of halacha kistam Mishnah, because obviously this would be a stam v'chakach machloket if Rabbi Yossi immediately argues. And the second part also, there's a klal Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah, Lachak, Rabbi Yossi. And therefore it's obvious that in the first machloket, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, and in the second machloket, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, which means essentially that in both cases it would be lakula. So matzuricha lameima rab, halacha kidivrei shneihem lahakel. It's a given. So if that's the case, I mean, why would Rav have to tell us? If I know that api, the klolei hapsak. Answers the Gemara, the truth is, you wouldn't. But the problem is that not everybody knew the correct girsa in the Mishnah. At the beginning, the Shema, the Tanila Rabbi Chiya. Since Rav had heard that when Rabbi Chiya said over the halacha in the Braita, he said it over not in the name of Rabbi Yossi, as we have it, he said it over in the name of Rabbi Meir. And therefore, in order that we would not think that, well, if that's the case, then stam the machlokas of Rabbi Meir would be Rabbi Yehuda, and normally we would paskin that in such a machlokas halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, he needed to say that no, actually, here's what we have here with Rabbi Yossi is correct. It's Sarek Lamimra, Allah Kedivri Shem Lakel, and that way we would know. Okay, what about the same situation when it comes to Tfilach Amida? So, Tani, the Braita says, it's Palev Aloishmiel Azno Yatsa. If he didn't make his voice heard during the Tfilah, he would be Yotze, and Lamin Nitzracha, the Rabbi Yossi. And who do we need to tell us this halacha? According to Rabbi Yossi? Which Rabbi Yossi? I did Rabbi Yossi. Adi de Tanina, it's our Mishnah. Koreat Shema v'lo yishmiel azno yatsa. Rabbi Yossi mer lo yatsa. So therefore the Braita comes to tell us that even Rabbi Yossi only passes Koreat Shema, but by tefillah he's moded that lo yishmiel azno yatsa. But it's rather obvious if you hold that if you don't have to, even in Koreat Shema, be mashmiel kolo, Kosher came in the tefillah itself, you don't have to be Mashmiya Azno. Omer of Matna. When we have in the Mishnah, Rishon is taken for granted, we know what we're referring to, which is pretty clear from the Bavli, the Mishnah in Megillah says that Echer, Sheita, Vekotan are not kosher for Kriyat HaMegillah. And Lechora, we want to now connect that to our Mishnah, which is the din that if you were Korah v'lo yishmiel la'azno, which of course you wouldn't possibly be able to do if you were a cheresh. So there are those, if you take a look in the Agos HaGro, who actually say that the Yerushalmi didn't expect you to know what it was referring to, and it should say, Taman Tanina, Kokshen Ekrotan HaMegillah, Chutz B'Sher Shad V'Katan, Omer of Matna. This Mishnah that passes Cheresh, because Lo Yishmiel Liyazo L'chora is only going on Libet Rabbi Yossi, since Rabbi Yossi says over here Lo Yatsa by Kriyat Shema. So apparently by Kriyat HaMegillah he also passes Lo Yishmiel Liyazo. However, if you hold it, there's no chiyuv to be shomea when it comes to Kriyat Shema, so there should be no problem of Kriyat HaMegillah. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Amar Rabbi Yossi, not to be confused with Rabbi Yossi. This is, or indeed, the correct Gersa may well be, as some of them before should bring him, Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is referenced in the Tana, and Rabbi Yossi is a reference to the Amora known as Rabbi Yossi. So Avinat Sfir and Meimar, I actually would have thought that the only machlokis, ma pligin, the machlokis of the Rabbanon, meaning our Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi is dafka bishma, because over there it says shma, so it says to hear. I can't ignore the fact that it says to hear, can I? And therefore, tain is Rabbi Yossi, that you must indeed hear what you're saying. And the Chachonim have something else, that the halacha is b'chol lashon shata shomea, and not that you have to literally hear it with your ear. But b'shar kol hamitzvot, where it doesn't say b'feresh shema, where do we see that there's a machlokes b'chol? Even Rabbi Yossi is moda, that lo yishmiel lazo you would be yotze. However, if Ramata comes along, Madamar Matna, that the Mishnah is Dafka Rabbi Yossi, apparently it's exactly the machlokes across the board. Havei, one is forced to conclude that he shar kol mitzvot. In all of them, Rabbi Yossi passes lo yishmiel la'azno, and essentially learns the halacha from Shema. What would the basic relationship be in Shema, which requires Shmia? Tainis Rabbi Yossi, all things require Shmia, in the sense that it says the ha'azanta l'mitzvotav, ha'azanta l'mitzvotav is by definition listening, hosen. So that means yishmu os nechama shepicha medaber. Wherever a Mishnah is involved in actually saying something in the mitzvah, so then you have to hear it. And then, of course, in the Bavli, it says literally Shema, because the Bavli brings Raya from the fact that it says Hasketu Shema Yisrael, which means that all mitzvot have also exactly the word that Kriyat Shema has. Omer of Chista, actually, Tanez Rav Chista, that let kan cheresh. It's a mistake to read cheresh in the Mishnah in Megillah. It should actually say shotev katan, as opposed to a cheresh. Basically, what happened over here is k'day nazma. In other words, since generally speaking, cheresh, shotev katan go together, so we just, by getting used to say cheresh, shotev katan, we accidentally, through shigrat halashon, we accidentally included cheresh in the Mishnah in Megillah. However, it isn't so. And in reality, the cheresh is not a problem. And therefore, the cheresh should be included. And what about in the case in Masechet Truma, where it does say cheresh, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mistavra, that Rav Chista, who says over here that it's a mistake, he would be moda that in the Mishnah, Masechet Trumot, that the Yodi Rav Chista that in Trumot, where it says a cheresh, who is not shomea, even though he can speak, is not supposed to be toring because of the bracha, and he can't hear himself making the bracha, that Lechori would have no choice but to be motivated, it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, who says that that's a problem, that you have to be able to hear. And in fact, turns out that Rav Chisda himself is quoted as having said that, Omer Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rav Chisda, that the Mishnah in Trumais is Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bon, well, obviously. I mean, there's no way to avoid that if you read the Mishnah correctly. Al korcho itmar di Rabbi Yossi. Because the truth is that there were five cases in the Mishnah immediately above. We have five people that cannot be tarim, and over there it doesn't say cheresh ha'medaber v'eino shomea v'lo tinitayim hon. So how do you explain that? Why would we have left out the case? All it says over there is a cheresh ha'shoita ha'katan ha'torim b'shena shalom ha'nofri. The cheresh over there is a cheresh that is both not medaber and not shomea, and therefore is included in shoita ha'katan because ain bo das. But here it's talking about the cheresh that is not an ein bo das, and it's only a problem in his being able to hear what he's saying. So, I mean, there's no way for you to understand that that would be absurd since it's not included in the Chamishayinam Torah. Here it says, in Trumatan, Truma, that's even B'riyavad, it's not Truma. Vashenkin, the Cheresh that we're talking about over here, that he's just in a Shomea, but it could be Medaber over there, you wouldn't have that problem. It says, but still, Taninan. Chamesh de Achronaita, there's also a list of five people in the next Mishnah that lo yichu avim tomu trumatan truman, and leaves that over there also. So I mean, Mamanavshah has got to be. I mean, that means, what are you saying? That even Lechatchila, velo tinatayim hon, doesn't say cheresh over there, shemadab revener shomea. So why doesn't it say shisha lo yitrumo? In the end, you're going to have to admit. Avisovchomi, you have no choice but to admit that it's going on Libra Rabbi Yossi, and that the din over there is only true Libra Rabbi Yossi. So, since the Mishnah says it, and as its own halacha, its own Mishnah, does not include it with everything else, which would be true Libra Kuli Amar. Okay, next piece of Mishnah is Karav Elodik Deik Gozyotel Elamachok. It's going to Rabbi Yossi Yotze. Now the Gemara wants to go through where we find problems of mispronunciation due to lack of dikduk in the otiyot. We weren't careful to enunciate problems. So first of all, wherever we have two letters, one after the other, one the end of a word and one the beginning of a word, where you will tend, if you're speaking rapidly, to run on from one to the other. In order for us to hear clearly that these are two words, you need to make a small hefsek. So we have al levavech instead of alavavech. It sounds like one thing, alavavech. Al levavchem, natati esev besadcha, instead of esev besadcha. Vavatim mehira, two separate words. Hakanaf epetil, etchem me'eretz. So over there, you have to be careful to be kore bediktuk, because otherwise you swallow the closing or opening letter. Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbacha adds, Asher nishba Hashem. So you have to go between nishba Hashem, because it can be nishba Hashem. If you're not going to be breaking for a brief instant between the two, then the shame will be nivla. Other places that you need to be careful, says Rabbi Shmuel bar Chanina b'shem Rav Hoshaya, there's also the Birchas Kriyashma. So you say, Yotzer Or Uvorechoshech. Meaning, excuse me, what? To Lo Yemar, Yotzer Or Uvorenoga. There it's not a question of speaking with dikduk. There it's a question of being careful not to do what you normally do. What do you normally do? You normally use euphemisms. And therefore, you might come to think it's better not to say. Just like we change Uvoreatakol. But really, it says Evori Choshech. So there too, maybe we should say Yotzer Evori Noga as a Loshet Sagi Nor, so to speak, about Choshech. Kamash Malam, you have to be the doctor to say it as it appears. Maybe Chagai, Hashem Rababar Bar Zavda, says that there's also places where you're going to have to be medactic for the same reasons that you were in Shacharit. And that would be that we remember that there were some that don't say Parshas V'Yomer. Instead, they say Modim and Achnavach, which we had before, Gvurot Alayam V'Sharmah. Shamshalu, some have the Yirsa Shamshalu. So Shamshalu can be with a Shamshalu. And therefore you should be medactic. So in other words, there too, you have to be careful not to change it, to say, because the truth is Shira and Halal are not exactly the same. And what they said on Yom Suf was Shira. We never find that that Shira is referred to as Halal in the Torah. Other places, Rabbi Levi in Levdim at the Chayfa, Bishem Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi, says when you say Laman Tiz Kiru, you have to say that Z, which is La Tiz Kiru. So it's La Tiz, you got to really stress the Laman Tiz Kiru, so it shouldn't say Laman Tiz Kiru, which would mean you're only doing this so that you can get paid. And that would be, of course, exact opposite of your cover. We also have Rabbi Yonah b'Shem Rav Chisda, Tzarich Latiz Ki Li'olam Chasdo, so that it shouldn't say Ki Li'olam Chasdo. We always suspect God of doing something to hurt us. Tana, Ein Ma'avirin Lifnei HaTeva. We're not allowed to have someone daven who comes from Chaifa, Lo Chaifanim, not people who come from Beit Shah, Lo Beit Shanim, and not people that come from Tiva'on, the Lo Tiva'onim. Because these guys do not pronounce words properly, and they're osim heim chetim. They say every hey, it's if it's a chet. They say ayin nin ayin, and therefore they can't pronounce an ayin, and they end up saying it if it's an ayin, which is an aleph without the ayin at all. If, however, his language is properly spoken, so that it's been edited, so to speak, then it would be okay. Something wrong with being from Haifa, and because of that, you don't have to be choshish just because he's from Haifa, they will make other people from Haifa who don't know how to speak properly. That is not a problem, and then it would be okay. The next piece of our Mishnah was Piska. Akorela Mafreya Lo Yatsa. Says Rabbi Yonah Tana Rav Nachman Bar Ada that Rabbi Yossi said, and if Rav hadn't said that, the Lachin, Makinomri, that Stoma of Rabbi Yossi, Allah Kistoma, anyway, without Rav. So what's the problem? And the second part of Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, also halachic Rabbi Yossi. So it's obvious, therefore, Ma tzrichel mema rav halachic divishneim lakel. Says the Gemara, because it's not clear that everybody knew the gears that we have. At the beginning, the Shama la Rabbi Chirav, hear the brides, the Tanah Rabbi Chia, Hashem Rabbi Meir, instead of Hashem Rabbi Yossi. Because of that, from Cain, he needed to say, or we would have kicked in the other claw. Tani, mitpalev lo yishmiel azno yatsa. So, b'mi mitzrachal Rabbi Yossi. And basically, what it's saying is, I didn't Rabbi Yossi hada de tanina. Hakarech rav lo yishmiel azno yatsa. Rabbi Yossi mer lo yatsa. And therefore, comes along the Tani to tell us that that's only true in Kriyat Shema, not in Tefillah. Omer of Matna, the Mishnah Megillah, we might as well read the Gros Girsa over here. Taman, Tanina, and Megillah, Kok, Sher, Lekrotta, Megillah, Chutzbi, Chere, Shoteve, Katan. And then continue. Omer of Matna, the Chiddush over here, that a Cheresh is possible, is only Leshitas Rabbi Yossi. According to whom, by Kriyat Shema, Lo Yishmiel Azoyin, the same thing would be true of the Megillah. Omer Rabbi Yehesa, the Amira, Avinan Svirin Meimar, before I heard this, that Ma Pligin Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi, only by Shema, because by Shema it says Shema, which Rabbi Yossi takes to mean literally Shema, you have to hear it. But anything else, Shakala Mitzvot, even Rabbi Yossi would be Moda, there's no Chiev to hear it. But since Ben Amar Rab, that the now Rav Matna, I'm sorry, said that the Rabbi Yossi specifically, apparently, it's exactly the same. B'shar kol mitzvot, and that Rabbi Yossi says Lo Yishmiel Ozno is Lo Yatzal Kriyat Shema. My time, the Rabbi Yossi, Because as the Yerushalmi says, "Va'azanta l'mitzvotav," which means your oznayim azanta, have to hear mashpicha midaber. Or, of course, according to the Bavli, it's because of Haskedu Shema Yisrael. Omer Rav Chisda, take cherish out of this. The cherish is just an accident of shigrat lashoni matnita. It only got thrown in here, but obviously the din of the cherish makes no sense in the psulim of the Megillah. Omer Rav Yossi, that's all very nice when it comes to the Megillah. However, it's reasonable that Rav Chisda would be motivated that when it comes to the Mishnah in Trumas, where it says, Cheresh HaMadabra V'Neshmeh Lo Yitrom L'Chatchila, but Im Tamar Trumata Truma, that he would be made, that is going on Liba, Rabbi Yossi. Amar Chinam Shem Rav Chisda, well, of course. Of course it's the Rabbi Yossi. He said, Beferish, and Rav Chisda admitted that it was B'Shem, Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Bon, you don't even need that. And if you didn't know that, you wouldn't need to know it for the Mishnah itself. Because the Tanina, if you take a look at the context of the Mishnah Trumas, before you had Chamishta Kadmaita, which listed the Chamisha Inam Tormi, and it didn't list in it a case of a Chesh Medaber Vena Shomea. It only listed the case of Inam Medaber Vena Shomea. So it must be, in other words, that what? That the Shemishum Shem Trumata Truma, meaning that Afila Bediyeva. But then you'd have to ask yourself, what about the next Mishnah? It says, Chamisha lo yitru but im tron butrumatan truma. And there too it doesn't say cherish together with them. So why not? Mars. In the end, you're going to be forced to say that the din of cherish is true only alibid Reb Yossi, which is why it was kept separate by the Mishnah and wasn't included in the clothing which were truly the rabbi. Karavelo dikdek brought your tales, Rabbi Yossi Umar Yatsa, Rabbi Umar Lo Yatsa. Elu tzarev dikduk, al levavecha, al levavecha, esev vesatcha, vavaten meira, akanaf til, etchem meirets. Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rav Acha, zeh asher nishba Hashem, between nishba and Hashem, not to be b'liad Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel bar Chanina b'shem Rav Hoshaya, yotzer over choshech, is also important, de lo yema yotzer over inoga. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rav Abba zeh azavda, zeh sham sharulo, has to also be careful, de lo yema sham yilulach. Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Avidim b'dechaifa b'shem Rav Levi bar Sisi, Tzorech lahatiz laman tizikiru. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rav Chisda, tzorech lahatiz kiliyonam chasdo, not chasdo. Tzanei ma'avir, nifniyat eva, lo chifanim, velo betcha'anim, velo tiv'onim, b'tnei shem osim ein chetin, v'arin inayin, im haya l'shana aruch properly, then muta.
Somebody says Kriyat Shema without saying it loud enough for himself to hear the words, and he just moves his lips, he would be Yotze. If Yotze lo yatsa, Yotze is not Yotze. Korov lo dikdek ba'ot yotzeh. If he reads the Shema and he's not careful, we'll see in the Gemara some of the dikdukim that you have to have. But besides the obvious dikdukim of pronouncing the Shvaz properly, which nobody does, or pronouncing the L, the Mala, and so on, there's also the important separating between the words when that vacant, which the Gemara will go through the various cases. Says Rabbi Yossi, he's a year Rabbi Yossi, he says, you are Yossi. Rabbi Yossi changes the sheet in the Makula, and Rabbi Yehuda Amen Lo Yatsa. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not Yossi. Akorei Lemafleya, if you read the Shema backwards, in other words, you change the order of the Psukim, Lo Yatsa. Karavita'a, if you were reading and you suddenly realize you skipped from one parak to the other parak, yeah? Let's go back to the beginning. You go back to where you skipped. The halacha is in both cases, in both in the original case where we just have a time of stam, it doesn't say who the madriyama that's chaylek, that lo yishmiel ozno yotza laharka, and in the second case where the Yossi is the one that's makil, and he says lo ditikos yoser yotze, halacha is like him too. And if not, what? If Rav hadn't told us this, what would I have said? I mean, Kenan, I would have obviously said, if there's a machlokas, a Stam Mishnah, which we have over here, Stama, Keneged Rav Yossi, the rule is the halacha kistama. Since Rebbe said the first Tana Stam without saying a Shita, obviously that's the halacha. It's like that Tana. And then the Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda, which is the second case, the general rule is halacha Rav Yossi. So Matzri Chalamim Rav halacha Kedivrei Shnei Halacha. I don't need Rav to tell me that the halacha is Kedivrei Shnei Hem, because it's rather obvious. Now, the reason is, at the beginning, Shema the Tani the Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Rav Meir, from Kach Tzorek Lamim, halacha Kedivrei Shnei Halacha. He, Rav, had heard that Rav Chia said over the Mishnah, Kuri Shema Velo Yishmiah Lozno, Rav Meir Omer Yatsa, Rav Yossi Omer Lo Yatsa, not Stam Yatsa. And the din is that between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, so the halacha is like Rav Yossi, therefore it would have been Lo Yatsa. Kamashko and Rav, the halacha in both cases is Lo Kula. Because in fact, it was a Stam Mishnah, it wasn't Rebbe Meir.
Rebbe, you're saying Stam.
What can you do? This is the right case.
Isn't that a little bizarre?
What does it say?
Our Mishnah reads.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you mentioned your Gemara, it doesn't say Stam. No, it doesn't mean it's a Stam Mishnah. It means that Rebbe was Mastim, the opening Tana. So that when he identifies the Tana, it means that then you follow the rules of Pesach. So if it's Rebbe Meir Rav Yossi, then the halacha is Rav Yossi. But if he doesn't say it's Rebbe Meir, then he's saying it B'Shem the Rabbi, so to speak. So they've been so tame who the Tana is. He's telling you that that's the road. It's not Stam in the sense of being Stam, like Machlokas or Machlokas, that is not Stam. Yes, of course. My focus is Tanoim, but it's still calling the Tana of the Reish as Stam.
No, but we have a name.
What do you mean?
Hakoya Shema Balo Yishmiya Lazno, Rav Yehuda Omer Yatsa, Rav Yossi Omer Lo Yatsa.
So Lo Yishmiya Lazno?
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. No, oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't know. You really told me what you were talking about. That's what it says in the Mishnah.
Yeah. Yes. In the Halacha. Yoda, his name is Yoda actually,
Yoda.
Little guy, you know, big ears.
Yeah.
Tani. Talk very quietly.
Nitzpalel. Velo Yishmiah Lozno Yatsa. If he davened and he didn't hear what he was davening, he's Yatsa. So that's the meaning, right? So where would we need to know that? According to Yatsa. The Haydn Rav Yossi, which Rav Yossi had the Tanina, Hakore Shmak, Yishmael has no Yatsa. Rav Yossi mer lo Yatsa. So now what we're trying to say over here is that even though when it comes to Kriyat Shema, Rav Yossi holds that there's a din specifically of Shema, but not when it comes to Tefillah over there, he doesn't hold that there's a din of Shema that you have to actually hear it. So the Mela, we're telling you, even though Yishmael has no Yatsa. Now, here, apparently, there should be an insertion of a piece that comes later on, which is a Kirish, Shaita, the Kotech, Paras, a Megillah, Loyaz. And now comes a Masna, and the Gua inserts this. So, obviously, if a Kirish reads the Megillah, he ain't no Kirish. So, when you tell me Kirish, Shaita, the Kotech, Paras, a Megillah, Loyaz. It's got it. I mean, if he can talk, but he's not a technical cherish in the sense he doesn't have thoughts. He has thoughts. So what's his problem? That he's not hearing. So if that's true, then it's got to be going according to Rabbi Yossi, huh? Amr of Masna to Rabbi Yossi. That Mishnah is clearly telling me like Rabbi Yossi. Amr of Yossi, not to be confused with Rabbi Yossi. Amr of Yossi, this is, as I pointed out before, this is the Rabbi Yossi about Bami Amora. Amr of Yossi, Havinan Sagra, I'll tell you the truth. I always thought on my own, Havin Savina Maimar, Malkuli Yid Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi. Where's the Machlokas of Rabbi Yossi Yid Rabbanan? Only Bishma, because it doesn't say Shma. Shma means here. So Hashmalo Znecha, Mashapicha Motziyada. You have to hear what it is you're saying. But Hashar Kolabit Smodlo. But certainly other things, like Kriyas HaMegillah, I mean, why am I Mokriyas to hear if I'm the one that's laying it? And why by Tefillah would there be a need in that? But there has nothing to do with it. The Torah doesn't say Shema by all mitzvahs. But now I see that Rav Masna comes along and says the same thing is true of a Cheresh and in for the Megillah. So, min ma'adamar, Rav Masna, there be Osihi. Now that Rav Masna insists that the Sugya of Cheresh, Shaita Bekotten, is talking about a Cheresh that's Medaber Venashemea, and therefore has Das. And he's saying that's because for the Yossi, also you have to hear what you're saying. So happy shakol mitzvahs. Apparently I was wrong. Apparently, Rabbi Yossi Shita is by all mitzvahs. Why would that be? My time in the Rabbi Yossi? Because the Torah says, Bahazamta l'mitzvota. Hazamta l'mitzvota means listen with your ears. So that means Yishmu oznecha, Mashapicha medaber. Wherever the mitzvah has to do with speaking, then vahezanta, you have to listen to what you're saying. In the Mela, Rabbi Yossi is saying across the board, any mitzvah that is machayev speech is machayev listening. Omer of Chista said, "Rav Chista, this is all wrong. There is no cheresh in the Megillah. The case of cheresh shows that the Kotel in the Megillah is talking about a cheresh eino." Shomea and Eino Medaber, just like every cheresh in the world. And you'll say, well, how is he reading the Megillah if he's Eino Medaber? He isn't, because he isn't there. But every time we talk about people that don't have das, we say cheresh shaita v'katan. So we said cheresh shaita v'katan. Obviously, in this case, the cheresh is not a meaningful statement, because the cheresh shaita v'katan that read the Megillah, we don't hear anything if he's a cheresh. So anyway, it wouldn't be open. But okay, fine, we throw the whole thing together. So it's a shigrat alashon. Let come. Cheresh hashigrat alashon hi. This is simply a common way of saying mishen bodad. Cheresh shot of a cotton. And a shigrat alashon, you don't change to suit the circumstances. The words for mishen bodad is cheresh shot of a cotton. Now, matnita, the rebuta. This is Yoda.
Oh.
This piece, see if he takes it out. You know, I think it'll be there.
Well, it's in the text.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
But,
let me see. But he usually brings the gross dish sauce. I don't know. Where is it? Where I say, yeah. Okay. Oh. Can't find this text. No, he doesn't mention it. Yeah, but I think that it's simply an error. Yeah, I believe that it was taken out. I just don't remember where I saw it. I hope we can learn it like the play motion. Now we can say that if we're ready to take it out, that it could go even out even review it. It doesn't have to be reviewed, like you're saying. Yeah, the end of the words of Rav Chista are the matnita l'reviuda, meaning the Mishnah could be like reviuda if we agree that the cheresh, as I suggested, is taken out. Okay, fine.
Is this from Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah, certainly all Israelis always drop the Hazen. No, seriously, Yerushalmi drops olives, drops Hazen. Yossi, you know, and again, this is Rav Yossi the Amora, Mistava, the Yodim Rav Chista, Betrumas, the Yodim Rav Yossi. I think that even though Rav Chista is trying to get Rav Yehuda stuck in where he can, he'd be moda that the opening mission in Trumas is certainly going only with Rav Yossi. Rav Chista would also be moda. We're over there, because over there we're talking about a cherish. That's Mafresh Truma. So, what would be the problem that he's not Yotze the Bracha? Because he can't be Mavara. Fine. So the Bracha anyway is not Mahakim. So over there it says, Cherish lo yitrom, but intaram trumato truma. So over there it was talking about that he's an Enoi Shemea, but he's a Medaber. Right? Okay, so according to Rav Yossi, what's the problem? He didn't hear. If he didn't hear, he's not Yotze. Fine, Yotze. Big deal. The Brock is a Ma'akev anyway. So over there, he would be made at that. That's going the Dafka only with Rav Yossi. Om Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Chista. Indeed, Rav Chanina quoted Rav Chista, saying, "Yes, that is Rav Yossi." And Om Rav Yossi be'Rabon al korachit madir Rav Yossi ha'putiyu. There's Rav Yossi. There's no other way to read that part of the Mishnah. It's a very strange Mishnah. The Mishnah lists five cases of lo yitrom v'im tarmu trumas and truma, and five cases of lo yitrom v'im tarmu ein trumas and truma. And for some reason, in the middle, neither members of this case nor of this case is the case of the cherish that is medaber ben hashemeya. And over there it says, lo yitrom v'im tarmu trumas and truma. Now, so explain to me what's the case. The Tanina over there, it says, Chamishta Kamaita. It says now the first five cases. Volotanya Imahim. It doesn't say anything over there about Im Tormu Ein Trumas and Truma Acherish Eta Vakoton. And it should have said Acherish Abadabra Vena Shomea. It doesn't mention that. It doesn't say anything about Acherish Abadabra Vena Shomea. Now, if you're going to try to tell me, okay, well, of course it doesn't. Maybe because of Cherish and like that, it would be Ein Trumas and Truma. And no, because Hatarina Chamishte Akrenaisa below Distinitarimayim. It also says the last five cases in which Ein Trumas and Truma, and manages to leave out the case of the Cherish that's Medagar Meino Shomea. Okay? Therefore, who is this going like? Habisof Chamema, Rav Yossi. It's obviously going according to Rav Yossi. Therefore, since, according to Rabbanan would say he can be Tarim L'Hatila. What's the problem? He can't hear? So what does he have to hear? He can talk, can he? Well, what do you mean? Doesn't he have to hear the Bracha? No. We, the Rabbanan, also even L'Hatila, we don't hear the Bracha. It's Rav Yossi who also has to hear the Bracha. Why does he have to hear the Bracha? He'd be Yossi the Bracha also. Therefore, I can't include it in the first cases, because it's nonsense. The first case is Lo Yitrom. I certainly can't go to the last case where it says, hey, Trumas or Truma. So what am I going to say? So I leave it out. Says Rav Yossi, well, the Mishnah is all very nice, but it's got the cases that I agree with, but there's one case not mentioned. Because according to me, since you do have to hear the Baruch HaLechatzila, otherwise it won't be Yossi, I have to list a sixth case, which is only true according to me, of a Cheresh that's Medaber, and then Shomei Lo Yidron. Why? Because he can't make the bracha. What do you mean? He can say it? But he can't hear it. If he can't hear it, then he's not going to be Yotze. So Mamela, according to me, he shouldn't be Torah. Obviously, if he is Torah, okay, fine. And bracha's not going to be Ma'akev Yidron. That's all. So Mamela, it's clear that the mission, that case, everybody's got to be Moda. That's why Rav Chista was Moda. There's no possible way of draining the cup with that Mishnah. How can you make the Mishnah work out of going to Rav Yehuda? It can only be going out of Rav Yossi. Now, the Mishnah said that you have to be medaptic bos yotah. I'll give you examples. Eluk zarek dikta vizit, following cases, you have to be very careful with. Al levavecha. And you got to separate the two lamids, otherwise it sounds like al levavecha. It's like one word with a lamid in between there. Or al levavechem. Or esev visavecha. Or vavatem mehera. Let's come to think about vavatem mehera. Or hakenat pisiyon, or eschem me'aretz. Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rav Akiva says you have to make sure that you say asher nishba, and not nishba, because otherwise it sounds like God was captured, maybe by Shizbala or something. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachanina, B'Shem Rav Oshia, says, another thing you got to be careful with, there's some crazies out there who say, Yotzer Oru Bori Noga, thinking that they're very smart, quoting the Novi. You have to say Yotzer Oru Bori Choshev, because we want to be Mask and be that Halayla B'Yom. That's the whole point. So therefore, say Yotzer Oru Bori Choshev, Lo Yemar Yotzer Oru Bori Noga, Chagai B'Shem Rav Abba Bar Zavda, says also, when you're bringing the Lashon of the Shira, do not say the Halagulacha, say the Sharulacha. So, Shom Sharulacha, Lo Yemar Shom Hilalulacha. We're referring specifically to the concept of Shira. So, Shira, Kadosh, or Shivakur, whatever bracha you're in, but always use the Lashon of Shira instead of Halal. Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Abdimi, from Haifa, said B'Shem Rav Levi Bar Sisa, you've got to be very careful to be matiz, the tizkiru, because otherwise it sounds like tizkiru, meaning get schar. And in order to get schar, you're supposed to be doing it not in order to get schar. And you've also got to be metiz, hili olam hasdo. So metiz is not necessarily a Zion, it's just making very careful that your sibilants are properly sibilant. They can either be sibilant or sibilant. But whatever they are, make them right, because otherwise it'll say Kileolam of Chazdo, which sounds more like he's a Zadon or something. So make sure you say Chazdo. Tony, we do not allow to go to Davin in a Beit Knesset. Lo Chayfadim, not people from Haifa. Okay. Lo Beishanim, and not people from Beit Shan. Lo Tivonim, and not anybody from Kiryat Tivon. They pronounce their hays like their chets. They pronounce their ayins like their olives. And a guy like that totally destroys the meaning of the tefillah and cannot be allowed to daven for the tzibur. Im hayal shano aruch, if, I mean, we don't mean, it's, of course, we're a very tolerant society. Just because it says on your Tudat Zil that you're from Haifa doesn't mean you can't daven. If you know how to daven, you can daven. We're just saying these are the guys you got to be careful about in life. Pisca. Now, the next piece of the Mishnah said, Hakore.
If the Haifa people make their haste to the head, it really should be Haifa.
Pisca. We talk about people who speak some piece, not another. Hakore lamafreya lo yatsa. Rebuna, Oma. Tana renakum marada. Rebiosi omer tana nakum saba. Here we have Machlokas, who exactly the Tana was, whether it was nakum marada or whether it was nakum saba. But in any event, the mocker of the din of the Mishnah, that you cannot be kore lamafreya, is because it says v'hayu ha-divarim ha'ela, and v'hayu is kiderek havayatan. It means the way in which it's written, Yahu, that's the way it has to be. Havi'av b'halel b'kriyat ha-megillah ha-kein. Now, does it say tani for you?
Yes,
yeah, okay, good. So it's in the Brisa that says that this is true by how the kriyat ha-megillah. If the mocker is v'hayu, then how would it apply to Halal and Kriyas HaMegillah? It doesn't say value over there. So, okay, I understand that for the Kriyas HaMegillah. I mean, Kriyas HaMegillah, I understand why. Because the Tivba over there, it says that we're reading something essentially, as it says to read it. It says Kichtavam. It was given to the Jews, Kichtavam. They sent the letter around, Kichtavam Uchil Shana, which means if I'm reading it, I have to read it also, Kichtavam, the way it's written. But Halel? Why Halel? Bramba Halilia? Why? It says the Gemara, Begin Dichtiv, in Mizrach Shemesh, Ad Mevo'o, Muhulal, Shem Hashem. Since it says over here that it's like the sun rises in the east and goes to the west, so obviously it has to be read in order. Just like the sun always goes in that order. So you have to follow the order. Yeah, but so much maminav. Okay, I understand. But what is the order? I mean, you're telling me it has to be read as this Yerushalmi doesn't, the Baba doesn't consider. It's a brilliant question. Just because it's written this particular way, the order in which it's written may reflect some other Seder, because we know that there's many different reasons for these Seder. So how do we know that Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mivo'o, which is essentially a chronological Seder, by definition, the way the sun moves, is chronology. So if it's a chronological order, how do we know that the Seder of the Tehillim was chronological order in Mugdam U'Mu'char B'Torah? Maybe it's a different order, and we should turn it around to fit the correct order. Because Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mivo'o? Brilliant question. Omer Ababun, because Od Yamural Seder. If you look into the Lashon of the Hallel, you'll see that it's the Dafka written on a cosmic chronological order. Because when it talks first of Betzei Tzitzol Mimitzrayim, so then that's referring to what has already happened. Then it moves on to say, Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu. That's already a tefillah. That would mean whoever is saying it. That's L'dorot Halalu, during this period of time in which people are being mispalo. Then when it talks about Ahavti Yishma Hashem Akoli, it's obviously referring to some end. Now that's got to be referring to Yimot HaMashiach, where we can look back and we can say, now I recognize that Ahavti Yishma Hashem Akoli. Then when it says Yitzuchak V'Avotim, it's already talking about after that event, and we're now celebrating the end of the problems. That's Yimot Gog U'Magog. And then when it says Eli Atav Odeka, over here to be Odeka, it clearly means in the Otcha Hashem Ki Anavta be the ultimate Odecha, so that I see now that everything that looked so horrible and I was complaining about, I now am Moda for, that has to be talking about Latid Lavo. That's got to be talking about already after the world is complete. In which case, we see clearly that it is constructed chronologically, and if we're told it is Hashem Hashem Nevo'o, it means follow the chronological order that you find and don't find some other reason for ordering it otherwise. That's because we're not really saying Allah. It's not Allah at all. That's why we don't make a broker.
You didn't think that we're at the bed early in order to get an opportunity to point this out. Is that unless you have an idea about a chronology.
You think this is Dear Abby?
Well, why would you suspect that the order in which the kingdom are presented is other than the chronological order?
No, if there's no indication of chronology at all, why would I think that maybe Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mivo has something to do with how to read the Hallel?
Do it.
I need to know that it's chronology, otherwise it's a meaningless statement, maybe Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mivo. And it strikes, the truth is, it always strikes you.
In the
Bob, it always strikes you as being weird. Well, who cares?
The Bob is self-referential, like things are a little bit strange. Right. The Bob is also very strange, to say it's referring to the way it's written.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.